Now, the rest of the story. There's buried treasure all over the world just waiting to be found. Finding it is the hard part. Even those times when it's buried right under your nose. You could have asked Jim Karchner about that. Jim was an Arizona rancher. Near everybody in Cochise County knew the Karchner spread. And then one day, a pair of young explorers rode up to the ranch house door, and Jim said, howdy, asked the fellas what did they want. Didn't want nothing, they said. Just wanted to ask if Jim knew about the hole in the hill. If Jim was curious, he didn't show it, but he did follow the men to an inobtrusive hillside on his own property. And when the men stopped, Jim gazed about him, saw nothing, just the same open spaces he'd always known. Then one of the young explorer fellows said, looky here, and he was pointing to a small crack, an opening in the hillside. Jim's own ranch, and he'd never noticed this before. What is it, he asked. The young men said they hoped Jim could tell him. Well, Jim went back to the ranch house. He returned with a lantern. And then, squeezing his lean body between the sides of the rock opening, he entered the crevice. Nobody remembers how long Jim stood there staring, but when he came out, he was pale as sun-bleached bone. He handed the lantern to one of the visitors and told him to take a look for himself. The man did. And then his friend did. And finally, the three men were standing on that hillside, staring at each other, struck dumb. Honest-to-goodness buried treasure right there on Jim's property. It was Jim who broke the long silence. He said, you know what this means if the word gets out? And they knew the Karchner place would be trampled by thousands and the treasure would be stolen. So right then and there, Jim Karchner and his two visitors swore a pact. They would tell nobody what they had found. They would keep their secret until they could be sure the treasure was safe, no matter how many years it took. And then they parted, and years passed, and one day Jim died. But before he did, he confided the secret to his family under the condition that they would keep his treasure safe. And they have. For the two explorers who had shared Jim Karchner's secret first rode onto his ranch 14 years ago, 1974. And Jim, as most Arizonans, knows what vandals can do to the fragile, fantastic natural beauty of the Sonoran Desert. So he kept that natural beauty that lay beneath his ranch. He kept his buried treasure a closely guarded secret. Until the Arizona Nature Conservancy, in cooperation with the state legislature, could make certain that curious or malicious trespassers would never harm what was there. In years to come, I promise, you will be hearing much about the magnificent Karchner Cave. Two grand subterranean rooms, each more than a mile long, with ceilings 100 feet high, rooms filled with still-growing stalagmites and stalactites ranging to 60 feet in height. Within 3 years, the general public, as many as 150,000 every year, will be able to explore this underground wonderland without disturbing it, will be able to enjoy the magnificence unscarred, unmarred, the way it's been since time began. I expect you will be among those future explorers. Only you will know the rest of the story.